We're learning in B'riti Shalom on page 387 that how important it is that if a person wants to daven for something, it's not enough that he wants to daven for it. He wants to daven that he wants to be a holy man. He wants to guard his eyes. He wants to work. It's not enough to pray. He needs to learn about the thing so he knows what to pray. Also, when you learn about something, how important it is, what you lose if you don't gain it, what you gain when you gain it, right? When you have it, when you acquire it. So then you get more cheshek, you get more desire to acquire, to pray. So the Rav says like this: V'nitam lomar, this is regarding everything, but especially, Rav says, more regarding when it's guarding the brit, regarding the brit, and guarding the eyes. K'fi shuvah v'alchut lifnei maaseh gamur. Sheyeshno chesron yediyah nora b'inyan shmirat ha'anayim. There's a great lacking of knowledge. People don't know about Shmirat HaEinayim. People don't know about guarding the eyes. They have no idea. Sheyeshnam ke'ele atoyim lachshov shezo midat chasidut be'alma. There are those which are mistaken to think that it's just a pious thing to do, to guard the eyes. And they don't know that this is one of the main things in the Torah. It's Yisurim Chamurim. Right? Kmo shomer Rama Milchot Shuvah, the Rama writes Milchot Shuvah. V'chen b'inyan ha'sheni shu itgabrut ha'etzara b'noseh hazeh. So we said, when a person doesn't do something, it's because of two reasons. Lack of knowledge, and even if he does know, the etzara hara, the bad inclination, that's where he's the most. He bothers the person. So of course, regarding Shmirat HaBrit, there's a lack of knowledge. And even if you are coming to Chutz Chesed, and you are learning some of Rav Arush's books, especially B'riti Shalom, and you are learning stuff like that, still, there's the big Yetzer Hara. Right? And the Zohar HaKadosh says, Shima kol ha-kiyum, atorah etzvi Yetzer HaKadosh v'kashesh mitneged la-adam, that, you see us where we are, we're on 387, towards the end. Six lines in the bottom, seven lines. If regarding all the Torah mitzvahs is such a huge and difficult yetzer hara that always is opposition to a person. Kavachomer b'mno she kavachomer b'noseh zeh she nikra ikar adi yitzra bisha v'ikar adi misabuta. A lot more regarding this specific yetzer hara, which is this is called the bad, the yetzer hara. This is the yetzer hara. So regarding this thing, regarding shmirat habri, regarding the brit, right? V'ikar adi misabuta, the main contamination in the world is this. And this is the main test of a person in the world. Right? So the more so that over here in this subject, that's where the Yetzer Hara comes of even more. Like the Mishnah at the end of Masechet Makot said, Shim alisu dam, shudavar ma'us mshukatz, ve'en bo shum ta'va la'or mukhlat shel adam. Amar Torah Chazak v'iti achol adam, that if regarding a prohibition of eating blood, which is disgusting, and most of the world does not like to eat blood, it doesn't make a difference if you eat kosher or not. Most people in the world. And my friend told me in China, he went to China, and in the market over there, there was a monkey with a leg like that. And they open his head and they drink the blood from his head with a straw. Yeah, that's it. But most people
drink blood.
Yeah, but most people don't. But
the British and Germans eat blood.
They eat blood?
Blood sausages.
Huh?
Blood sausages.
Red meat contains blood. I read on the internet.
Ah, yeah, I know it can help.
But they make sausages out of congealed blood.
Because they have this theory. The red meat is okay to eat, it's not. They say that doesn't contain blood because it contains only the hemoglobin from the blood.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't contain blood, but it contains hemoglobin.
But it's blood.
It's blood.
Hemoglobin is blood.
This is the way to send a message.
The Germans and British soldiers.
And they think they
they're not eating blood.
Yeah, they say the redness is given by the
hemoglobin.
Hemoglobin. It's ridiculous. Where is the hemoglobin? In the blood.
The blood.
Just to be smart, you know. Red meat and the Christians eat some of them make from blood, they make fry it.
And he said some sauces, I don't know.
Yeah, sausages. Sausages, you put blood in the mix and they put inside the skin, the gutter of a pig.
Which contains blood.
And they put inside some type of the prime blood.
We don't need blood.
You don't need blood, in fact. And you know. Why?
Anyway, so regarding blood, people don't have. Now he tells me that they are, but most people are not so excited about more. But, and the Torah says, there's a special verse, be strong, be brave, and don't eat blood. Right? And it's, so all the more so, the Yetzer Hara of lust for women, that the person is drawn to it, how much more does he need to strengthen himself to hold himself? ולכן בלימוד התורה, and therefore when you learn Torah, יש תועלת גדולה מאוד בשני התחומים האלה. There's a big advantage in these two terms, meaning in the term of knowledge, you know what you need to do, and in the term of, it helps you overcome the יצר הרע. כשאדם יברר לעצמו את האסור והמותר, ואת התוצאות של האיסור, when a person clarifies themselves, this is good, allowed, this is not allowed. Yeah? And also he sees, one second, and let's say I do the not allowed, what's the results? Right? Then he can know what he has to overcome and how to overcome it. ובנוסף, יש גם תחום שלישי שבלעדיו לא יצליח האדם לעמוד בניסיון. There's a third thing that a person has to know, that without this he cannot withstand the test. כי גם אם האדם יודע את האיסור ויש לו רצון להתגבר ולהילחם, because even if a person knows the prohibition and he has the will to fight and to overcome, לא תמיד יש לו את הכלים לעמוד במלחמה. Not always he has the vessels, the tools to withstand the war. He wants to fight, but he doesn't have the gun, doesn't have the weapon. He has the ammunition, he doesn't have the weapon. מכיוון שהיצר הרע הוא סוס מלחמה מנורה ובתיק רגיל, since the bad inclination, he is a warrior, right? And he's older than us. He's 13 years older than us. And besides, he has a lot of experience from many other people. וכדי לעמוד, מה זה? וכדי לעמוד המלחמה ולנצח, in order to withstand the war and win, and victory, אדם חייב לקבל עצות מהצדיקים איך לעמוד במלחמה הקשה. A person must receive advice from the righteous people how to withstand the war, this difficult war that needs a lot of advice and a lot of tactics, a lot of things. That's why Rabbeinu came to the world for the rescue. Rabbeinu came to the world 200 years ago for the rescue, and he's teaching us that how to fight. My father told me just recently he started learning Likutei Maharan, He learned many other books before, and now he told me, and Sukkot told me, I learned many books. I learned Sfas Emes and Ramban, a lot of Sfarim, holy Sfarim. He said, everyone's beautiful, and everyone talks about almost the same ideas. But no one told me how to get to there. Now, only Rabbi Nachman teaches how to get there. How to fight. Fine, I want to fight, great. No, how do I do it? No one teaches. Rabbi Nachman teaches.
All the other ones are good, all the Hasidus is good, everybody is really good. But Breslov works. Breslov works.
Like Amram Chassida said, Ana Bisra Vant Ish, Amram Chassida had an argument with the Yetzer Hara. He said, I'm flesh and you're fire. Yeah? And how would a person fight this if he doesn't have the right vessels? And the Mesirat Yesharim writes in the truth chapter, Shirak Mishi Yatai Ma'asar Yetzer Hara Tita'avot Aguf. Now who am I going to get the advice from? So the Mesirat Yesharim says that only a person, who could he get advice from? Only from a person who doesn't have any Yetzer Hara, he has no bad desires anymore. Only he could see the true way, and only he could lead others, could give others advice on what to do, how to go through all the stumbles of the way. In Breslev, by the way, in Breslev, all the students of Rabbeinu until today, they don't like to give advice. You ask them, you could do this, this might help you. Look there, maybe he's a... They don't like to give advice. It's famous, I know. They don't like to give advice. Okay? But Rabbeinu brings one advice which includes all advice. He said it includes all advice. What is it? What is that? It's what they do. Yeah, you see that book? That book. But they do it. Rav Arush teaches how to do it in the best way, mamash. The best way to learn is to do it, yeah. It's the only way to learn, really. Here he gives good advice how to come from practical, from life. Okay? The main advice against the Yetzirah is prayer, personal prayer, written prayer, but especially personal prayer. That also we learn from the Holy Torah. The Gemara says that we cannot overcome the Yetzirah without prayer. So, obviously that's the main advice. Just that in most places they don't tell you this. They don't emphasize it. Rabbi Nachman emphasizes it. Go and talk to me, Hashem says. There's another reason for the need of learning Torah as an assistant and as a curing, a medicine against the Yetzirah and the fight against the Yetzirah. Kasher Adam rotze litpalel v'bakesh ma'Hashem yatzei me'etzah ara. Because when a person wants to pray and to ask Hashem to be saved from the Yetzer Hara, im lo ilmad, if he doesn't learn, how will he know what to pray? Rabbi Nathan writes that one of the main things in prayer is the words you told me once, eloquent.
Eloquent,
yeah. To speak nicely. Eloquent, to speak nicely. To speak a lot, not just to say one word the whole time. Hashem help me. Hashem help me. It's also good. It's great. It's beautiful. I'm not saying if that's the words that are coming to you right now, they'll say it. But if you learn more Torah, you learn about the subject, your prayers are going to be full. Right? For example, a person just knows you know to look at women. Hashem help me not to look at women. Hashem help me not to look at women. Good. If a person knows that when he looks at women, he's damaging his soul, he's damaging his memory, he's damaging his brain, right? So then he Hashem, help me, please, I want to remember every word of Torah, I want to remember you every moment, please help me guard my... He has a lot more to say, because he knows more. So that's another reason why to learn about the subject helps a person overcome the Yetzirah, because then he knows what to pray for, his prayers are full, and he has a lot more to say. Hashem. It's not for Hashem. Hashem knows what we want, but it's for the person to build himself, to build his vessels, to receive Hashem's shefa. Kol od ha'adam lo yodea la'avchin ben ha'asur ha'mutar, hu lo yochal yitpel in yetzer ha'mitzvah. The person, as long as he doesn't learn about the subject, he doesn't know what's good, what's not good, what is permitted, what is not permitted. He doesn't know what to pray for. בפרט שעל ידי שעבר ושנה נעשה לא כיתר, especially that a person who did aver over and over, he thinks it's permitted. He doesn't even know it's a prohibition anymore.
Prohibited.
והוא צריך חכמי שמיים גדולים לראות את האמת שבתורה. And he needs a lot of mercy from heaven to see the truth of the Torah. כי אינם סתומות ולא רואות את הציוויים וההדרכות, because his eyes are black, and he doesn't see what the Torah is commanding us. That's what we pray every day before the learning is the prayer. The pasuk says, "Gal enai v'abita niflot mitoratecha." Reveal my eyes, and I'll be able to see the wonderful things in your Torah. Why reveal? Sit and learn. What's found? Reveal my eyes. You can see. You can learn the Torah, but the main intention a person should have when he davens on the light of the Torah, and light our eyes in the Torah. What a light. Take a lamp, right? Turn on the electricity. We have electricity in this country. Turn on electricity and learn. No, it's not enough. You have to have the inside of the Torah. The light of the Torah has to shine to you. A lot of people learn Torah and it's all dark. It's dark. Rabbeinu says it's dark in the mouth. They're darkening the Torah. by their learning. Why? Because they don't care about the Kedusha, they don't care about the holiness. The more a person cares about his Kedusha, his holiness, the more the Torah will shine to him, he'll see all kinds of things. That two people sitting and learning, one person is more careful, he cares about his eyes, about his what he sees in the street. Another person, fine, so I learned, so what, I don't care. They learn two different things. They're learning two different Torahs.
So, if you learn the same Torah, the way
it influences
learning,
the person.
The way okay,
Amash. Tomorrow we continue this book, and now we have some stories.